Hello， 大家好，你正在收听潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's relaxing episode all about holidays, vacations, breaks.
对，那因为端午快要到了，今年呢，端午在礼拜一，所以跟周末连在一起，大家可以休息三天。
Ah, everybody gets a long weekend. Sounds nice.
哦，对，那讲到这个放假哈，这英语里面比我们很熟悉的词 holiday, break, vacation 是不是都可以用呢？比如现在这个端午假期。
Yeah, they all mean the same, but you have to use them in different ways, so it's good to look at each one.
对，因为这些词还是有一些区别的，所以今天的节目呢，我们就要在大家这个端午假期来临之前，好好的帮你搞清英语放假要怎么说。OK, 其实啊，讲到刚刚这个英语里面最常用的三个跟放假相关的词，它最主要的区别可以说是美国英语和英国英语的区别，是吗？
Yeah, if you're from the US, you're going to use it one way. But if you're from anywhere where British English has an influence, or maybe you live abroad, you have lots of friends from around the world, you're going to hear it used another way too.
那我们第一个要看的词呢，就是 holiday.
That's right.
其实讲到 holiday, 比如现在这个端午 the Dragon Boat Festival,It is a holiday. In China, it's a public holiday.
Yeah, in the US, we use this word holiday, the same meaning as a public holiday. It's something that everybody celebrates. You get the day off of work, nobody goes in.
所以比如在美国，你们的国庆节啦，还有感恩节啦，圣诞节啦，这些 they're all holidays, right?
Exactly.
Our Dragon Boat Festival, 这个在美国它就不是一个公共假期。So, to an American, 我还能说这个 Dragon Boat Festival 是一个 holiday 吗？
You could say it's a holiday, but you might get some, you know, people scratching their heads wondering if you think you have the day off, because you're definitely not getting the day off.
明白明白。那么在美国英语里面，所以 holiday 它更多就是 focus on 是 everybody gets a day off. It's a public holiday.
Yeah, either that or something that is celebrated like Christmas. You know, Christmas is part of the holidays, right? So all of these celebrations related to those things are holidays.
所以就一个节庆的这个含义在哈。但是在英国英语里面，除了就是你刚刚说的公共假期、公众假期的概念，他们还把 holiday 就是想做是 you know, beach, resort, 海滩啊这些。
Yeah, they use the word holiday a lot like Americans use our second word, which we'll get to, vacation, right? So just to go relax and take some time off.
所以英国人他们谈论到度假的时候，经常就是说，你们夏天去哪里度假啊，就会用这个词。
Yeah, like, where are you going on holiday, right? And they just mean, where are you taking your time off? Where are you traveling to? What are you doing?
What's your ideal summer holiday? 就是你最理想的这个夏天的度假假期应该是什么样的？所以你是说，当美国人听到这个 Where are you going on holiday? 你们会有一点 confused, 因为你们脑子里是在想那个 public holidays.
Yeah, exactly. You have to get used to it.
因为对于美国人来说呢，如果他们要表达我自己去度假，对吧？不一定是一个公共假期的概念，你们就更习惯用接下来的这个词。
Vacation.
Okay, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. So a vacation 不一定是公众假期，但是呢，它 focus, 它 emphasize 的就是你自己去度假，然后有一种非常休闲的感觉，然后通常是去这种让人比较放松的地方。
Yeah, the root of this word, vacate, it's about leaving, getting away. So you're escaping from work or from your normal life, right? And taking a break.
对 vacate, 比如说租房子然后最后你要退房了 like you need to vacate the place, right?
Exactly, yeah, it's like to get out of something as quickly as you can.
对还有那种 fire drill 什么的这个时候消防
vacate the building, yeah.
Right, 对就消防火警演练嘛大家要从这个楼里都 vacate, 都出来哈。But we are talking about, you know, the relaxing holiday type vacation. 那vacation 用在句子里面它最常用的一个搭配就是 to go on vacation.
Yeah, you go on vacation. You kind of have this experience that you're going on. You're going out, you're traveling, you're doing something for your vacation.
对，比如说，很多家庭，对吧？ They'll try to go on family vacations at least once a year.
Yeah, which hopefully go well. You know, people say that can be hard depending on your family dynamic, right? But a family vacation, everyone gets in the car and y'all travel somewhere together.
Gets in the car, 就自驾是吧？
对。
或者你工作特别忙，已经很久没有去休假了，你可以说
I haven't gone on a vacation in ages.
就很久没有去了啊。总之，大家记住它的这个动词搭配是 to go on vacation. 你工作了以后啊，就是在公司都有年假嘛，对吧？有些是病假，有些就是你可以休假的。You also call those vacation days, right?
Yeah, you can use it that way too and say something like, you know, how many vacation days do you get from work?
And we talk about them as being paid vacation days, 就是你的一个福利。虽然你可以休假，不用来上班，但是公司还是会 they will pay you, right? You get paid for those vacation days.
Yeah, that's right. Companies will often offer their employees like a number of paid vacation days per year, that kind of thing.
对对，好，那 vacation 还可以做动词。
Yeah, you could say many people vacation in Hainan.In winter.
对，在中国因为天气非常好啊，所以好多特别冷的地方，东北的朋友就很喜欢 vacation there in winter. But I feel like using vacation as a verb, 这个是比较 British.
Yeah, I think Americans don't tend to say this very often. We understand it for sure, but you're right. That's more of a British English thing.
而且我发现好像英式英语里面很喜欢把这类的名词当动词使用。比如前面那个 holiday, they also use holiday as a verb.
Yeah, you know, and I'm honestly not sure how often they even use the word vacation like this. I know that they would say, you know, many people holiday in Hainan in winter like that for sure, yeah.
Even the word summer...To summer, where does your family summer? 就他的意思也是你们夏天去哪里度假，但通常是那种比较 outdated, 而且比较上流社会 high society 会用。
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like somebody with a lot of extra income if they're able to summer somewhere, you know?
Yeah, they have their own summer mansions, 就他们自己有避暑圣地的那种。
厉害，厉害。
Yeah, yeah, 好，那我们还是回到咱们平常老百姓啊 our average Joes.
That's
we can、
right.
take holidays and vacations, or we can go on a break.
Yeah, that's right. Break just definitely gives you this feeling that you're taking a break from what you're doing, right? You're 休息, you're relaxing.
你刚刚休息还后面加了 ing, you're 休息.
That's right, yeah.
对，其实 break 好像是 like compared withholiday and vacation, it's even more general. 刚刚说的那两个还是比较长的，对吧？ It's at least one day or at least several days off. Whereas break, 你可能就 take a 10-minute or 5-minute break.
Yeah, you don't know how long it's going to be. And you also don't know if the person's going to do anything, right? Because the break, unlike vacation, holiday, where you feel like you're traveling and doing something, a break,、okay. maybe you're doing nothing, right?
对，或者就是什么 a coffee break, a bubble tea, a 奶茶 break, 就出去买杯咖啡、
nice.
买杯奶茶之类的。
Or your lunch break, right?
对，就上学上班我们都有 lunch break, right? 那诶上学的朋友放暑假寒假 so they have these...
Yeah, they have summer break and winter break.
国外的还有 spring break, fall break,
Woo!
假期很多很多。最不舒服的上几天学。
And spring break kind of has this feeling of definitely vacationing and partying because it's a springtime, I think, right? So everybody's excited for the summer.
尤其是在美国，在美国文化里面，特别是高中生啊或者大学生，他们的 spring break is kind of notorious.就有点那个臭名昭著，因为就很多年轻人会到墨西哥，然后 party 狂欢，不太好的就是喝很多的酒，不太安全的。
对 ，Yeah, there's a huge party kind of culture around this idea, especially the last year of high school, right? The seniors,
yeah,
their spring break, their last spring break before they go to college.
这是我们中国学生最苦的冲刺的时候，准备高考，你们已经在那儿，对，因为大学都已经其实 acceptance 都收到了嘛，就知道去什么学校，所以学生这时候都非常的放松。
对 ，or if they didn't get accepted, right? Then they party really hard, probably.
就 give up 了吗？
对，
也不要这样了。哎，其实讲到 break, 我印象还很深的就是 Friends 老友记
啊。
Ross has that famous line with Rachel, right?
Ah, yes, about their relationship, right? We were on a break.
就有误解啊，就一个人以为我们就是。因为有的时候你这个 relationship 有点 stuck, 对吧？有点 not going anywhere, so take a break. 但是另一方可能觉得没有啊。Like, what? We were not on a break.
What is the definition of a break, right? What are the rules during the break? That always seems to come up.
是是，不要从 break 发展成 break up 就好。Right?
对。It's like halfway to break up, right? But it's not there yet.
讲到 break, 它和动词的搭配啊，最常用的是 take.
Yeah, you can take a break.
Yeah, you can take a long break or you can take a quick break. 好，总之记住前面那个 holiday vacation, you go on those. With break, you take one.
That's right. You grab it and you take it. You must really need it, right, if you're taking it.
好，那看完了这三个词，其实讲到这个放假、假期或者请假，英语还有一些其他常用的说法。那节目的最后，我们就再教大家几个。
All right, you can use this one, to leave, to take leave.
Okay, 那这个 leave, 你要去请假，对吧？ Like, it's not a public holiday, but you have something you need to do.
Yeah, it's possible you have to use your vacation days at work to take leave. But to take leave just means you have something going on and you can't come. You can't come to work.
Or you don't want to, like not coming today.
That's right, yeah.
那对于比如你申请的时候呢，就是 you ask for leave.
Yeah, that's right. You have to ask for it from your boss or your manager.
对对，然后你请假，你不在这个阶段，我们用一个介词就是 on.
Yeah, you can say somebody is on leave.
Or I will be on leave next week, 对吧?
That's right. Yeah, sometimes you get those automatic email responses like, I'm on leave currently, so I will respond when I'm back in the office.
对对，好，那这个 leave 呢，还有一个就是病假很常见。
Sick leave.
对，诶，其实除了 sick leave, 我还看过有些人他就很具体会说 I'm on personal leave, 就是事假，对吧？好像我自己有一点或者家里有点事情要处理。
Yeah, if you say sick leave, you're kind of implying, of course, that you have some sort of illness, but maybe you need to take leave for some personal issue outside of that or something you don't want to tell people about, you can just take personal leave.
对，总之如果我看到那种就是人家说他 on personal leave, 我就不要去打扰他，因为我觉得要take care of your personal matters first.
对， that's like a way of saying, I don't want to share with everybody why I need this time off.
Yeah, yeah, but I think you have a good point. 就是这个是蛮好的，让别人这段时间不要来打扰你的一个暗示，一个 hint.
Hopefully, hopefully.
Yeah, because you need some time off, right?
That's right. Yeah, you have to take some time off.
好，那 time off, 这个 off, O-F-F, 它在英语里面啊，有一个意思就是 it's not working, right? I'm not working, 什么，反正我 off, 我在休息。
Yeah, you're not on the clock, right? You're not working at that time. You're not being paid to do something. You are off. You are free.
对对，那讲到这个 time off, 这个时间可以很短或者比较长，是吗？
Yeah, it's pretty common to say asking for time off, for example, rather than vacation or something like that.
对，因为 vacation, 这些都是有一种啊，你要出去玩，但是有的时候你不一定要出去玩，你只是真的想休息一下。
Yeah, and it's even better than saying break. I think if you use break with your boss, it sounds like you're complaining about working too hard. Time off is a little better, maybe.
哎，对，好像在职场里面就是 leave 或者 time off 会更加好一点啊。
比较专业吧。
好，那这个 time off, 比如说你从工作，对吧？你要抽离一段时间，要休息一下。You can say, I'm taking some time off from work, 是吧?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, okay, you can also try to take some time off, really from anything or even like a person, 是吗?
Yeah, I need some time off or even some time away, you know, from a person or a relationship.
比如说这个 between a couple or even parents and kids, 有的时候啊、哦、长久在一起确实是挺 it's pretty taxing, 就对大家来说都蛮累的。So maybe the healthy thing to do is to take a little bit time off or away from that.
Yeah, you can take some time away from them and give yourself some time, right?
就算是出去散个步，不是说你离家出走的那种like take a half an hour walk or something.
Yeah, get a little time to just think by yourself and be alone.
对，诶，但有的时候啊，就比如爸爸会很贴心的说，哦，妈妈平时很累， let's give mom the day off. 让妈妈好好休息一下。
Ah, like on Mother's Day, right? That's what we do in the US.
嗯，对。Well, I think 就大家互相理解啦 not just one day off. 你要常常想到 to give each other a day off.
one day a year, not enough.
对，其实讲到这个 day off, 当然它适用的范围非常广。除了我们刚刚说的，还有你在公司请假也可以啊，对吧？我要请一天假。
Yeah, you could say I need to take a day off.
或者什么请半天假也可以。
Yeah, you can take the afternoon off.
Yeah, or 比如这次端午放假 public holiday 加上周末是三天 but you can take some extra days off, make it a longer holiday, a longer vacation.
That's right, you can extend your holiday and take extra days off.
好的，那我们今天最后要跟大家分享的一个词呢 which we hope you get plenty of during this 端午 holiday 就是
Downtime.
Downtime. Down 就是那个 D-O-W-N. Time 就是时间。这是一个单词他们两个连在一起的。
对它就是一个词 but it means, right, not down like depressed, but down not working, right? Relaxing.
Down, yeah, like on your bed, 躺在床上 or like on
yeah,
your couch, 沙发上面。
对,
对就能躺着就不站着那种。Yeah, the idea is to like truly relax, to have some 英语说 R&R, right?
Yeah, some rest and relaxation, right?
Yeah, so have some downtime is really important. If you feel you've been working too hard, if you feel stressed in any way, yeah, maybe you need some downtime.
Yeah, and this can be physical, but also just emotionally, right? And mentally, you just want to relax, kind of like being alone, like we were talking about.
就抽离一下，是吧？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。那我们也祝大家有一个 restful and peaceful Dragon Boat Festival holiday.
Yes, maybe during your downtime, you can put our podcast on in the background and relax and learn at the same time.
对，一个很好的建议啊！谢谢大家的收听，祝大家端午安康。
Yes, we hope you all have a peaceful and restful Dragon Boat Festival holiday.